Track 37. You will hear an interview with a student called Martin who helped to organise an event for Buy Nothing Day. For each question, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
When was the last time you went a whole day without buying anything? Well, today on Weekend Roundup, I'm talking to Martin Stein, who actually did exactly that. So, Martin, what made you decide to spend a full day without spending any money?
Well, to be honest, it wasn't actually my idea at all. It was a classmate of mine's. She'd read about Buy Nothing Day on the internet. Basically, it's a day of protest against shopping and buying stuff which is held every year. The idea behind it is to draw people's attention to the fact that we buy a lot of things that we don't actually need. I'd never heard of it before, and nor had my mum and dad when I mentioned it to them. Anyway, when my mate suggested that we organise our own Buy Nothing Day event, I thought it could be a lot of fun. It wasn't exactly easy persuading other people to take part, though. Well, certainly not to begin with, anyway. But in the end, we managed to get just about everyone in our class to join in.
So how did you go about organising it?
Well, we looked on the internet for ideas, but to be honest, there wasn't much that was interesting there. And the few suggestions there were couldn't have been more boring. One of them was to just spend the day at home instead of going shopping. What possible fun could there be in doing that? After all, we spend most weekends at home doing homework. Another was to spend the day doing a cross-country run. Well, we do enough running around in PE, so none of us wanted to sign up for that. In the end, it was our maths teacher who suggested that we do a zombie walk.
A zombie walk, did you say?
Yes. The idea is you dress up as a zombie and wander around different shopping places in a big group. So you can choose a big shopping centre or a supermarket to walk in, or you can walk along the pavement past lots of shops and cafes. We all agreed that being outdoors would be the most fun, so we ended up doing that.
So how did you go about preparing for the walk?
Well, we'd never done anything like it before. We'd all seen them in films, of course, but that was about it. We tried libraries and magazines, but we found more useful information on websites because other people our age had done the same sort of thing and written about it. One idea we got that way was for each of us to wear matching white masks. We also agreed that we should carry empty containers like boxes and plastic bags and wear old clothes during the walk itself. And we decorated them in all sorts of different ways so that they would be as colourful as possible.
And I guess you had to spend lots of time practising your zombie moves.
Yes, that's right. Learning how to walk like a zombie is a lot more difficult than it looks. They don't actually walk in a straight line, so we had to learn how to do the same. And they also spread their arms out, and that's quite hard to do for long periods of time. It took me ages to get the hang of doing that, but I can do that pretty well now. And then we had to learn to use our heads. Zombies don't usually hold them up. They keep them to one side. But most of us were able to do that without too much practice.
So how did the zombie walk go in the end?
It could have gone badly, but actually it went well. I was quite worried beforehand, but as soon as we started walking, I just concentrated on how I was moving. I think wearing a mask helped too, as I couldn't really see whether the people watching us thought it was great or embarrassing. But it was great fun, and over 100 people came along to watch us, so I suppose it couldn't have gone any better.
So do you think you'll do it again next year?
Well, I've got some plans to do some other campaigns to raise awareness about the issue before then, but I can't tell you about those yet. But I think that I'd like to do something less trivial in appearance next time. Zombies are fun, but I think they might have distracted from the message.